What's today's date? February 5th? 4th? 3rd?
4th.
4th. Today's February...
Yes.
February 4th, Sunday morning. We forgot to record the first 10 minutes of the class. Sorry to anyone who's listening. Introduction to Mishnah and Talmud. And we're going on with questions. Anyone want to add? Questions 1 through 7? Questions 1 through 7? No. So question 8 brings us to the drasha. Question 8 was, what is the meaning of lo zechiti shetayamer? And that also would bring us to question 9. Do you think that before this drasha, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had said Parshat Tzitzit at night? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that I didn't merit that will be said Yitziat Mitzrayim at night. So that could mean one of two things. It could mean that until this point, I didn't merit that will be said Yitziat Mitzrayim at night, meaning I didn't merit to say it until I heard the drush of Ben Zoma that convinced me to say it at night. Or it could be that I've always been saying it at night, but I never merited to understand why it should be said at night until I heard the drush of Ben Zoma. So it's really not clear. Now, it's not clear if the Mishnah is just talking about a new revelation of a why or a new revelation of a what. Now, it's the less radical way of reading it is he was always saying Yitzhak Mitzrayim at night, always saying the third paragraph of Shema at night, but he never knew why. And now at the age of 70, he learns why. The more radical reading was, I never merited to say it. I always heard some people say it, but I didn't do it because I had no reason. And now when I heard the drasha, at the age of 70, I'm going to start saying the third paragraph of Shema at night. One of those two possibilities, I think, has to be true. Bernie, is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, just you look kind of...
I'm just trying to take it in.
Okay. But I'm willing to repeat things and say them slower, or take questions. Okay, so those are two possibilities. The truth is, I would prefer the first possibility says that he didn't say it until now. Because that would be in accord with the first line of the Mishnah, Maskirin Yitziat Mitzrayim B'Leilot. We say Yitziat Mitzrayim at night, which would mean until that psak, it was a question. Some did, some didn't. Now it says that we do. And Rav Azariah says, I accept that psak for the following reason, because of this drasha, but until that psak and until this reason, I didn't know it. I didn't have that halakha. So a new halakha, as it were, is being innovated or added, that Kriyat Shema includes not just the first two paragraphs at night, but also includes the third paragraph even at night, because of the drasha of Ben Zoma.
I mean, because your second interpretation, I didn't merit that I will say it. I mean, wouldn't it be a different, just grammatically, wouldn't it be a different, it would be, Sheamar?
You're right that he could have said it like that. I didn't merit to say, I would say. But the present way it's written, also...
I didn't merit that it will be said.
I didn't merit that it will be said. In other words, I didn't merit to teach it. I didn't merit that it be said. As far as I'm concerned, I didn't say it. My students didn't say it. My family didn't say it. It wasn't said. And now I suddenly heard this drasha. It's not just I am beginning to say it. It's becoming a halakha in my life, my community, my Beit Midrash. So the drasha. What's the drasha? So the drasha is really pretty straightforward. We'll read the verse in the middle of the third line of the Mishnah. The verse says, Laman tizkor et yom tseitcha me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. In order that you remember the day of your going out of Egypt, all the days of your life. And of course, the big question is, what's the one word that's up for grabs in this drasha? Kol, right? What does it mean, all the days of your life? So Ben Zoma says that had it not said kol, had only said yimei chayecha, right, I'm going through the drasha now, had only said the words yimei chayecha, it would have meant, when it says here the hyphen, means it would have meant, the Hebrew word that's missing is peyusho, its meaning is hayamim. The days of your life means days in the sense of light, when it's light out. But it says kol yimei chayecha halelot. In other words, the fact that the word kol is added there, it comes to include, again, the hyphen there, it means comes to include, or its meaning is the leilot. the nights. So if that's the case, what does the word kol really mean according to Ben Zoma? And use a phrase in English. How would you explain what he's saying? What is kol yemei chayecha?
24-hour period.
Yeah, no, it's all of the parts, the complete parts of the 24-hour period, and those two parts are day and night. So kol comes to tell you, you have to use all the parts of the day for the saying of Shema, not just the daytime, but also the nighttime.
Why not Erev Avok, you know, Erev Avoker? Is this at all awkward or odd?
Which words are you referring to?
Kol Yemei Chayecha.
It's a drasha.
In other words, right, there are hundreds of verses in the Torah that use the word kol.
Right.
And right, the pshat, right, David's saying the pshat is all the days of your life. Don't miss one day. Every day of your life. But the drasha says it means all the parts of each individual day, which includes the leilot. And then the hachamim say that yemei chayecha means olam hazeh. It says the days of your life. Means literally the days of your life. In this life of ours, that's when you say Shema. I'm sorry, that's right, when you say Yetziat Mitzrayim. But kol yemei chayecha, all the days of your life, to include the days of the Mashiach. That's going to be a mitzvah to say, to remember, to be conscious of Yetziat Mitzrayim, even the time of the Mashiach. Now, first thing we'll say is there are two drashot here. Which of them is relevant to the pshat of the Mishnah and which is irrelevant?
Just the first one.
Only the first is relevant, right? The second is irrelevant to this Mishnah. Is that clear? Yaakov? We don't need the second drasha. All we wanted to know is why we say Yitzit Mitzrayim at the nighttime. The answer is given by Ben Zoma. The drash of Hachamim is irrelevant to the Mishnah. So here we can say one of two things. Either the drash of Hachamim, which is irrelevant to the Mishnah, is included simply to give us a full picture of that machloket between Ben Zoma and Hachamim. But it really is irrelevant. It's just to round out the picture. But if you want to go deeper, and it's a machloket if we should go deeper, it's only the literary approach of the Mishnah would claim we should go deeper, then you'd have to find some reason why the mention of Hachamim's opinion that Kriyat Shema will be said even though it's in the Mashiach, why that's somehow relevant to the theme of this chapter. And if we want to go in that direction, and again, it's most would say there's no place to go, because the pshat is it's not relevant, it's there to round out the picture. But if we want to go in the direction of finding a deep meaning for it, it's something Ashley was hinting to a few minutes ago, that the Mishnah is telling us that Kriyat Shema is to be said within a historical framework. We said earlier, Kriyat Shema, the individual's relationship to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is not just in the present, it also is related to Yetziat Mitzrayim. Saying Yetziat Mitzrayim b'leilot, not just in the morning, which means that your relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu, love of God on the individual level, has to be seen in the context of Am Yisrael, of the life of the nation began with Yetziat Mitzrayim. And now, we're putting that individual's relationship to God, not just in the context of an opening point in Jewish history, but also in the context of a closing point in Jewish history. In other words, we're building a book-ended framework of Jewish history from Yemot Mashiach, I'm sorry, from Yitzhak Mitzrayim to Yemot Mashiach, and we're placing Ahavat Hashem, love of God, of the first two paragraphs of Shema, in that historical continuum. And therefore we see ourselves as maintaining and propagating a relationship to God that brings us along, brings the Jewish people in the world along from Yitzhak Mitzrayim to Yemot Mashiach. Yeah. So now, a question. No. So the question.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. A question. Okay.
So it would, if you were just thinking about the print, the halakha, halakhic implication of the Mishnah.
Right.
It seems a little confusing because you have, because normally you would say, well, the Chachamim don't say day and night. That's not what this means. And so, why are we saying it at night? We've sort of undermined Ben Zoma. We've said, no, Ben Zoma, that's a nice opinion, but that's not the majority.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we're back at the beginning.
So it seems that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is saying, and the Mishnah is saying, by the Psak, Mazkirin, Tziat, Mitzrayim, Belelot, that the Halach has like Ben Zoma. Despite the fact that Hachamim said different, right? That seems to be what it's saying. It's a clear psak, mazkirin yitziat mitzrayim b'leilot. We do say yitziat mitzrayim b'leilot.
Okay.
So I would like to, I think this is the end now. Perhaps I'll remember something else, but I think that there's one question we didn't deal with, which really is an eye-opener. And every time I become conscious of this, it's an eye-opener. And the question is, question 10 on the sheet. Why is there a need for the statement of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah here? Why can't the Mishnah just go straight from the opening statement to the Drasha ben Zoma? And let me read the Mishnah without what seems to be the extraneous material of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I'm going to read the Mishnah, taking out the middle. Maskirin yitziat Mitzrayim b'leilot. See where I am?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to skip the rest of the first line and the second line and the... And then we're going to go to the middle of the third line. Shenema. Okay? And I read it like this. I'm going to do the whole Mishnah, skipping what I skip. Maskirein yitziat Mitzrayim b'leilot. Shenemar. Leman tiskor et yom tseitcha mi'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. Yemei chayecha hayamim kol yemei chayecha halilot. Period. In other words, the Mishnah begins with the statement, we say yitziat Mitzrayim at night, and then it says, as it is said, and brings the drasha that proves we say it at night from the word kol. The kol includes both parts of the day. And you realize that should be the proper Mishnah. And why is the whole story of Elazar ben Azariah there? Behold, I'm 70 years old and I just discovered this drasha. Well, why is that important? And the more you think about that question, it becomes very bothersome. The Mishnah never tells you, you know, funny stories about how they got to the drasha and how people reacted to it. Just give me the drasha, the point or the basis for the halakha. So that is an important question. And it's hard not to come to the following conclusion. That it's there in order to underline and emphasize the innovative nature of this drasha. I'm 70 years old and I just discovered it. In other words, until now, I didn't know about it. Until now, I was doing something different. The Mishnah comes and emphasizes that a 70-year-old man, the head of the Sanhedrin, learned a new halakha at the end of his life. And then you say to yourself, wait a second, isn't it usually the nature of religious texts to emphasize the continuity of halakhot? And here it's emphasizing the discontinuity. It's emphasizing that something new has been discovered. Isn't that amazing? And then you remember that was exactly what was going on in the third Mishnah about Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. That it presented things that, as if when Beit Hillel said their halakha, that b'shoch b'chav kumeka referred to times and not just to individual positions, then everyone said, we never heard that before, right? They asked Beit Hillel, where did you get the halakha from? Im Kain. If you say that you have to say Shema at certain given times, why does it say of Shoch Bechav Kumecha? And the answer is, because we learn the times from those words. I didn't say it clearly. It is, if you say, said Beit Shammai to Beit Hillel, that you're supposed to say Shema in any position you're in, whether you're walking or lying down, it doesn't matter, then what does Shoch Bechav Kumecha mean? And the innovative answer was, it means times. But remember, that means that Beit Hillel's position was presented as a new idea. Now the same thing in Mishnah Hay. It adds extra words to the Mishnah to emphasize that this halakha of saying Yitzhak Mitzrayim at night is a new idea. And again, it seems counterintuitive to the whole perceived purpose of a halachic text, which is usually to create continuity and to give us the impression that this is the way our forefathers did it, and our grandfather did it, and our great-grandfather did it. And this text is telling us something very different. It's emphasizing to us the development, even the radical development of the halakha, that suddenly at the age of 70 you discovered a new halakha, a new drasha can change the way we behave. So what does that mean? So again, if we're trying to see themes here in this first Mishnah, the first statement of Torah Sheba'al Peh, the first Mishnah of the first chapter of the first tractate of Mishnah, so we're being told something about the dynamic nature of halakha. Just like we learned about fences and rabbinic ordinances, that they're very important to keep us in, but you have to be flexible so they don't keep you out. At the same time, we're being told that there are mitzvot that are part of a hoary tradition, but at the same time, we're being told that the halakha very, very dynamically develops and changes on the basis of new understandings of verses. So,
could you read that this idea differently if you said everybody always said the third paragraph morning and night, but there never really was an explanation for it. Let's see if we can find an explanation for it.
It could be, but then we wouldn't have the first five words, Mazkirin Yisiat Mitzrayim B'Leilot. If that was a given, it wouldn't be said. Just like we said in the very first class, the Mishnah never says things that everyone does automatically. It just tells you what's given to Machloket, what's controversial. And if it says, Maskirin Yitzat Mitzrayim B'Leilot, that leads me to believe that some didn't say Yitzat Mitzrayim B'Leilot. And it looks like that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is one of those that didn't. At the age of 70, he changed his ways. So it looks like. Okay? Would everyone like to have a quiz on the whole chapter next week, or do you want to just put that out of mind and go further? I'm basically asking you, do you want to spend time reviewing during the course of the week?
I'm going to say that nobody wants to ask for a test, but being forced to review is really good for us.
I honestly think so.
I would agree.
Okay, that's two out of...
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
So you have your work cut out for you. And so do I.